I'm Tony Cox, and this is News and Notes. Every time you watch a celebrity trial on television, you'll notice someone sitting, watching, and sketching the action. That's the courtroom artist. Have you ever wondered what happens to the pictures the artist draws? Well, wonder no more. Mona Schaefer Edwards is a courtroom artist whose new book called Captured: Inside the World of Celebrity Trials explains it all. She does vivid, colorful drawings of the action in Los Angeles's courtrooms and spoke earlier with NPR's Farai Chidea.
So I have to admit, when I first got your book, I was like, what an odd topic for a book, courtroom drawings. And of course, this is radio, so you can check out those drawings on our website, npr.org. But the stories that go with them are absolutely amazing. What brought you to this line of work?
I started off as fashion illustrator, and I still do that occasionally, but I had seen some sketches on television years ago that I thought were pretty stiff, and I thought that I could do a better job.
Well, let's go through some of these cases. One of my favorite ones is not a celebrity. A lot of these are celebrities. Courtney Love, Imelda Marcos, Steven Spielberg, and on and on and on. But really want to talk about what you call the Maltese puppy dog. Tell us about that case.
This is a woman who pretty much had everything that she wanted. And if she wanted to take her dog on the plane, I mean, it was nothing stopping her. She had all of her little Louis Vuitton bags, and she always took her little dog, a Maltese named Dom Perignon. She got into a bit of an argument with a flight attendant because she had taken her dog out of the carrier. Ultimately, she was tied up with the dog's leash and restrained in the plane until they landed. And then, of course, she turned around and sued American Airlines, and they countersued, and it was a very colorful case.
And then she sued her lawyer after she lost.
Then she sued her lawyer for misrepresentation. It was an interesting story because it was pre-September 11, and for her to threaten to bring the plane down, and she was banging on the pilot's cabin there, I mean, it would be a very different scene today.
So let's get to some of these celebrities. One celebrity makes it into your book more than once, Michael Jackson. Tell us about one or both of the trials that you have in the book.
Michael Jackson is a very interesting character. In 1996, I did a federal hearing where he was testifying. It was the Jackson Family Honors show, and he was being sued. There were some countersuits because he was supposed to sing alone on stage and with his family, and he did not do that. And in court, he was playing Jack in the Box. He was a witness, and he was jumping up and down and playing hide and seek in a federal courtroom, which was just unbelievable. And very bizarre character. That's all I can pretty much say about him.
You have this great drawing of him wearing a red jacket, reclining in a green court seat, just looking very, in some ways, relaxed, probably a little bit too relaxed, given that he was on trial. What do you attempt to bring out when you go into these situations and you have to pick a way of depicting people? How do you choose to do it?
I look for a landmark, or I look for something on their face. I focus on some body language or an emotion. I try and give the drawings a human quality, and that's why I'm there. I'm not subjective at all, but I am trying to focus in on something that will bring our attention to what they are doing or saying in court.
You also covered what many people call the trial of the century, O.J. Simpson. You have a couple of different trials for him, too. And in one picture, you depict him looking very kind of stoic or blank-faced, but with his fist balled up. What was it like to be in the middle of a trial that just got the whole country agitated?
I've been in a couple of those trials which have gotten the country agitated. The Rodney King trial was one, and the O.J. Simpson case was another. The illustration where O.J. Simpson's fists are clenched was in the second trial, and that's where he was describing a very friendly adventure with his wife when they were wrestling and they were tickling each other, and where they were playful, and he had his fists clenched. And I thought that was a pretty pivotal moment.
I just want to describe one more of your pictures. There was the horrible dog mauling case in San Francisco where one couple had a couple of dogs and then a woman walked out of her apartment in the same building. And you have a picture that really says so much, where one of the people on trial covers her face as there's a huge projected image of the woman's mauled body with all the bite marks on her body. And yet somehow it's strangely beautiful the way you've depicted it. I mean, it's very sad and creepy, but you use these vivid colors and the whole picture has a glow to it. Do you ever feel as if you're doing something that is disjunctive when you make these beautiful pictures, even about these extremely sad situations?
No, I feel that I'm telling a story. I'm a historian. And even though there were very sad images and sometimes very angry situations, I am trying to give an entire picture of something.
Mona Schaefer Edwards, thank you so much.
Thank you very much. I enjoyed it.
That was NPR's Farai Chidea talking with courtroom artist Mona Schaefer Edwards. Her new book is called Captured: Inside the World of Celebrity Trials. And you can capture glimpses of a few of her trial drawings at npr.org.